Well, you know, as we show in the film, and we let Meyer tell his own story quite a bit, as you know, as a five-year-old boy, and we'll just say once, allegedly, and he claims, because obviously people can decide this for themselves if it's true or not, he claims that his first contact with an extraterrestrial human being named Svath occurred when he was a five-year-old boy in Switzerland. At first, these were telepathic contacts, and he was hearing this voice in his head, you know, and after a while, he felt okay with it. The next step was that he was outside one day, and he felt kind of a calling to enter deeper into the woods and the land where he lived in a very nice Swiss village. You know, it's quite beautiful over there, and it was peaceful and pastoral even during the 40s when World War II was going on. As he entered into this forest, there was a clearing, and sitting in the middle of the clearing was a bell-shaped or pear-shaped craft, out in front of which was an elderly-looking man in what Meyer said looked very much to him like a deep-sea diver suit without a helmet on, kind of an astronaut's outfit. The man appeared to be quite elderly, and Meyer took him to probably be a man in his 90s. It turns out that he learned from this man, whose name was Svath, that he was actually over 900 years old, and that the age, you know, rate compared to us was almost like a 1 to 10 or even 1 to 15 in some cases. He then embarked on a number of years of being tutored and mentored by this man, taught many, many things, awakened to many things. And, you know, this is a 5 and then 6 and 7 year old boy. He had to keep quiet about this because he couldn't even feel comfortable telling his own family. It was very unusual. He was raised in a small religious village. So he turned to Father Zimmerman, and Father Zimmerman was the parish priest. And Father Zimmerman had apparently been telepathically contacted by Svath, and he was receptive, and he was assisted in his own way to become a mentor for an earthly mentor, if you will, for young Edward Albert Meyer, so that he could encourage him to continue with this experience or these experiences, the study and what have you, and to not fear it, not think there was anything wrong or of the devil, etc. And so Father Zimmerman played a very pivotal role in young Meyer's life. And, of course, we've got a bunch of wonderful photos of Zimmerman in the film.
I saw the photos. Here's my question. Do you have any kind of statements from him? I'm sure I would guess he's long since deceased, but is there any kind of writing or journal or anything like that, or any other family statements that would back it up that he was, that he had those conversations?
You know, I don't know. I have not heard of any. And if there are any things like that, they'd be in German. But, you know, they haven't been brought to my attention, which doesn't mean they don't exist. Sometimes I found out that I really have to ask the question to find out if something exists. For instance, and I know we'll get into it later, some of the films with Meyer with the laser gun and things like this, unless I asked specifically, I it's kind of like, we have that, but you didn't ask for it. So kind of very literal folks over there, my friends in Switzerland, and sometimes it just took a little bit of maybe tooth pulling and maybe taking a little more responsibility myself to ask instead of assuming something wasn't there. So it's a long way of saying I don't know.
How are you able to communicate with him? I mean, do you speak German? Does he speak English?
Billy can speak English. He just doesn't speak English well enough to his own satisfaction to express, his answers in a more detailed sense. It isn't his first language. And in the kinds of things that he was speaking about in the film, he wants to be precise about what he's saying. And this is also one of the components of the case that irritates a lot of people, but it's just the fact of it, that the material is initially written in German, and it's up to any concerned parties and interested parties to have it translated with their approval into the language of choice, such as English in our case. And my German is very rudimentary, and each time before I go to Switzerland, I put on the DVDs and try and cram a few more words into my brain so I can speak a little bit. And the first time I tried it, I tried telling Billy a joke in German. So
I know swear words in German. That's about it. Billy can speak some English, but not well enough to where he feels comfortable doing something on camera, for example.
Yeah, but I mean, we can converse, and since my German isn't as good as his English, let's put it that way. But as you put it, for the kinds of things he wants to be precise, he's much more comfortable and fluid and fluent in German.
Okay, so he joined the French Foreign Legion. He did all kinds of interesting stuff.
Yes.
When did the photos of UFOs begin?
1964.
And where was he?
And Meyer was on his journeys. He had embarked on journeys that would take him through 42 different countries, something like 140,000 miles on foot and hitchhiking. He would go through Africa and Asia, through India and Europe. And at this particular time, in 1964, he had been in Pakistan and he also had been in India. He was at the Asoka Ashram in Murali, India, and he was studying Buddhism at the time because his second extraterrestrial teacher, named Asket, a woman that we are told comes from the Dal universe, an adjoining universe to ours, had encouraged him to have firsthand knowledge and experience of the deeper philosophies, workings, and teachings of all the major religions in the world because, as he was told again, this would be very important for him in terms of fulfilling a mission that he had apparently agreed to fulfill and was also free to not fulfill, but it didn't turn out that way. And so at this ashram, he's studying a pure form of Buddhism. By that I mean, my understanding, it goes quite directly back and has not taken on any of the trappings where certain things had been introduced in different sects of Buddhism, for instance, deities and ghosts and what have you, which are not part of this pure Buddhism as I understand it. At this ashram, the head monk, I think his name was Dharmavara or something like this, his granddaughter and I think grandson were there. They were from Cambodia. They were children at the time, and they were witnesses to Meyer and his pet monkeys, and they were also witness to something else. Along with all of the residents participants at the ashram and in the village, they saw the ships. And not only that, they saw Meyer walking along the grounds of the ashram with the woman who became known as Asket. Now, this was witnessed by, as I said, a young girl at the time. And in the film, as you know from watching it,
yep,
we have a clip that we got courtesy of the wonderful people at the International UFO Congress, where I'll tell you later I'm going to be appearing again, I hope. They had done an interview with this woman, Pobol Cheng, in about 1998. And she came forward showing some of these photographs, many of the photographs from that time, and she narrated this piece. Now, without giving away too much, you also know from watching our film that we, even in the main body of the film, we brought on a therapist who talks about delusional disorders, and we also brought on a consultant, an expert in reading body language, who consults not only with government and businesses and all that, but he's a consultant to the U.S. Army Special Forces, who depend upon the ability to discern the truthfulness of a person rather rapidly. And we have him analyze not only Meyer, but this woman, Pobol Cheng. And people may find that quite interesting when they watch the film.